Sean, first and foremost, can you talk to me about the main event, the 555, and how is it progressing so far?
Yes, sir. How's it going? Thank you for taking us on today. But I know it's progressing very well. At the minute, Ronan McLaughlin, it's no strange name to this. Ronan is setting the lead at the minute. And David Feeling is sitting second, and a guy called Philip Colbert is sitting third. But with that race, Ronan has gone unsupported this year, so there's nobody supporting Ronan at all. So he's left this morning on the ramp with no fuel. There's no, like, he's not nothing with him, and he's actually took the lead. But the other two guys in this race, they've got support crew with them. So it just puts it into perspective what kind of athlete Ronan is. Like, he's just took off here, and there's no stopping him, you know. So that's going really, really well. So we're just waiting on an update. Ronan has gone through checkpoint 14, and we're just waiting on the other guys to go through the checkpoints, and then we'll know what the time difference is. But as it sits, it's 1, 2, and 3. Ronan 1, David 2nd, and Philip 3rd. Into the 2-2-2, that is over and done. Sam Lynch has a time of 8.02, and John Fellham was 8.42, and then a boy called Paul Meehan was 10.05. And the women's 2-2-2, we have a winner, Paula Hegarty from Cranford down there, the local club, Four Masters Club. She was our only lady this year in the 2-2-2, and she is finished in a time of 9.34. So far, so good. It's going really, really well. We've been very lucky with the weather, to be fair. It's been a bit breezy, but no wild rain, and competitors are happy enough with it at the minute. So we just have to sit tight. It's going to be a long night, you know, with the 555 boys out there and the 555 teams. So, yeah, at this point, most of them have gone through the halfway point. So we're just waiting at the ramp here. So it's good. It's very good.
Sean, the competitors will be happy enough so far, as you alluded to there. What about the organisers? What about you guys organising the event? Are you satisfied with the amount of people that entered this year and the interest in it?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, Kieran, every year it gets harder. And it's like, as I know myself as a cyclist and an athlete, it's getting harder to get people on the ramp because I don't think it's safe out there anymore. Cycling's got very dangerous in every part of the world. So that is a massive part to this, you know what I mean? So as organisers, we're happy. Listen, this is our 11th year, and we keep saying every year, you know, we'll keep turning up until people keep entering, you know what I mean? And we have to do that, you know what I mean? So at the minute, this year we had over 57 competitors in the field. So it just gets hard, you know what I mean? And people tick the box, and it's not something that you'll get up every day and do is 5-5-5 and 3-3-3, you know? But Donegal sets a serious high standard. We had a guy that did the Mallorca 2-3-1-12. We had a boy that did the Wicklow 200 a couple of weeks ago, and he said he's never seen anything like it in Donegal. And that's probably part of it, that people don't keep coming back to Donegal, because it is tough. And once you get one or two done, you can say, right, I've ticked that box, I'm going to move on to something else. But as organisers, we're happy. You know, our main job here is to get people off the ramp and get them back safe and sound and let them enjoy it, you know what I mean, as much as we can.